about victory, the road of resistance. And how many knows that to have victory, you're going to have to resist things.
Yep.
You know, you're going to have to resist. You know, I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking about every now and then, I really would like to cuss somebody out. You know, it used to feel good to cuss somebody out. I mean, I know that sounds stupid, but it's just like they call it venting. You know, when I was thinking about it, and I thought, but Lord, you know, I've been preaching the scripture in Proverbs 22:1. Put that scripture up there, babe, if you don't care. We'll go to those others later. He's got to say it. But Proverbs 22:1, Lord, I've been preaching that a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. You know, and I thought, Lord, I could go to cussing and be a cussing preacher, but I wouldn't have a good name. You know, and I thought, I could on the job, you know, I could cuss. I could cuss when things don't go. I want to sometimes cuss. Everybody want to cuss every now and then. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one? I could cuss on the job, and my son would hear me. What kind of witness would I be to him?
Right.
My hands, the workers around me, and then I sure wouldn't want them to know that I'm a Christian. Y'all are quiet.
Come on. Good stuff.
Now look, all of this has got to do with the anointing in my life. It's got to do with the anointing in my life. It's not got nothing to do with a few little cuss words. The words, you know, I mean, it's got to do with what kind of name would I have with Travis. Well, Dad, he's a Christian, you know, but he'll still cuss you out. And besides that, my boy, to my knowledge, has never heard me cuss.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Now, I say some near, really close words. Now, he might have. I'm not saying I'm right. To my knowledge, that I can remember, he's never heard Daddy cuss.
Amen.
Cussing nobody. Now, he's seen me nearly put a wrench up a dude's nose and tell him, while I'm mad at him, about to make him eat a wrench, that he needs to get it right with Jesus. And I had to repent, Matt. I mean, you know, because that old man died.
That's right.
And so I thought, man, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry about that. They all, my hands went and got in the truck. And Travis got me by the arm. Come on, Dad, let's go. I'm fixing to make this guy eat this 7/16 wrench I got. You know, he started happy hour at 9, drinking. While we're on the job, you know. And so when I left there, you know, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord. Lord, I repent, Lord. That was not a good witness in front of my son. That was not a good witness. Surely that guy won't get saved now because I got that wrench halfway nearly up his nose telling him you need to get right with Jesus. And you know what? I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, I'm sorry. See, victory, you're going to have to resist things. The road of resistance. And I told Travis, I said, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. That was not godly. That was not right. That was not right for you. He's never seen that happen again.
Praise God.
He's never seen it happen again. I made up my mind, but God, I don't have to yield to that anger.
That's right.
That, you know, and I made up my mind a long time ago, praise God, just because I want to cuss don't mean I'm going to cuss. I'm not going to cuss. I'm just not going to cuss. Right. Especially, my grandkids will never hear me cuss. Never. They never going to know that's a language a Christian should have.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
They're not going to get taught it by Papa. Y'all are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning that.
Yeah.
A good name is, money can't buy that.
No.
Money can't buy that good name. Money can't do it. It's the character of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, you can have all the money, and it won't make you happy. I'm telling you, money don't give you joy. It'll lie to you and tell you if you had enough, you'd be happy, but it won't. When you get it, it won't make you happy. You see, the character of God and the nature of Jesus, the more that it lives on the inside of me, the more peaceful and prosperous and happy I am.
Bless him, Lord.
When I'm not pressing into the Lord, I will cuss. Or if I listen to it on TV, it makes me want to cuss. Or if I listen to it in radio, that's why I don't listen to that secular stuff. I just don't listen to it. Because I'm not going to let it get in me. The Bible says the mouth will speak the abundance of the heart.
Amen.
If my heart is full of the Lord and the things of the Lord, then that's what's going to come out of me when I'm squeezed.
That's right.
See, it's not in the time when we're in church that we're, you know, it's when we need the fruit. We need fruit when we're out there in the pressures of this life.
Amen.
It's pushing and trying to crush in on us. But God trying to get us to bow to the way it feels and the way it looks. But you know what? If we work on having a good name as a father, a good name as a mother, a good name as a son, or whatever the case might be, or as a worker, doing our work as unto the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Well, then we will have the nature and the character of God working, which gives us an anointing. How many knows Jesus is the anointed one?
Amen.
And the more that Jesus lives in me, through me, because I allow him, the more of that anointing will come and continually destroy yokes and lift burdens in my life.
Glory to God.
And then when I call on the Lord, I call on the Lord. He said, here I am.
Praise God.
I'm right here, son.
Bless him, Jesus.
Lord, help me. I'm already out. Don't worry. Just lay back down. Go back to sleep.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. It feels good to know that he's on your side.
That's right. Amen.
What is that? WB or ABC, whatever it is, on your side, sits on your side. That's a pretty good feeling. You can call them up and get them on somebody, and they'll get something done for you. But it's a lot better to know that the one that we give our lives is already working for us. He's already got it worked out. He's already got it. But you know what? He don't want us walking in this anointing. He don't want us having a good name. You know, if you've got bad credit today, don't just say, well, Lord, you know, you understand. There's nothing I can do about it. That's not what that says. You say, God, you said a good name is rather to be chosen. I took that scripture when I was down there, ruined myself, let truck go back, wouldn't loan me $100. I wouldn't even loan me nanny on $100 weed eater. Man, they wouldn't even trust me with $10. And I took that scripture and I said, God, you're a supernatural God, and there ain't nobody will give me no break out here, Lord, but you already have given me an inheritance through your son, Jesus. And I can have a good name because you gave me your son.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God. And I took that scripture and I stood on it and stood on it and confessed it and confessed it and thought it and meditated on it. I mean, every day that every time I would think about it's never going to happen, I'd let that scripture come out of my mouth.
Yes.
A good name is rather to be chosen than the money I'm making. Lord, I'm going to have a good name, and I'd tell that devil, you lying idiot, I can't see how it's going to be done, but God said a good name. And if he be for me, who can be against me? Bless God. And I'm going to have a good name. And you know what? I mean, here a few years later, I can call the bank. I don't even have to go to the bank, man.
Amen.
They'll email me all kind of stuff ways now, you know. I don't even want nothing.
Come on.
I mean, I've got two or three trucks. I can't figure out which one I want to sell or keep.
Come on.
I'm like, well, get rid of them, and I'll just drive that one. And they're like, nah. Get rid of that one, and I'll just drive that one. And I'm like, nah. And I'm like, quit doing that. You don't even know what you want.
Bless you.
It's a good place.
Yep.
It's really a good place. You say, well, it's because you own your own business. You done missed the whole picture, sweetheart.
Amen.
Bless God, when I got saved, I didn't own no business.
Right.
When I got saved, I was working for $220 a week. When I got saved, I was making that and having to work 6 days a week. And I started tithing and giving God and telling God, you're my source. Amen. My job is not my source. You're my source, Lord. I'm not going to never ask for another raise. It was less than a year. I was bringing offerings to the house of God. Somebody say the house of God.
House of God.
Come on.
They don't believe in going to church. Well, just sit there, dry up, shrivel up. Just don't get in. Just don't get in the game.
That's right.
You know, just stay broke. Just stay broke. Stay at home. Don't tithe. Don't give. I'm not damning you. I'm telling you the truth. Stay at home. Just don't go to church. Don't get connected. Don't further the kingdom. Don't pay the light bill for people to sit under the anointed word of God. Don't pay the air conditioning. All these things that we give, we're furthering the kingdom in each other.
Right.
Come on, somebody. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And he's writing all these things. Things. Somebody say things.
Things.
Will be added,
yes.
Not worked for, sweated for. He said, all these things will be added.
Yes.
I looked up the word things. It means things.
Bless him, Lord.
What's that mean?
That means cars, houses, lands, notebooks, whatever, you know, computers, whatever you need.
Yes.
Things. Mm-hmm. Seek first the kingdom of God. And his the right way, and all these things will be added.
Yes.
Sit at home, and all these things won't be added.
That's right.
Bash me. Send me ugly letters. Email me. I didn't write that Bible.
That's right.
I believe it. I believe it to be so. I believe if we get connected where God, the Bible says it's him, God, that plants us where he wants us to be.
That's right.
He says those that are planted, let me see if I can just quote y'all good. One good scripture today, biblical. Those that are planted in their living room will flourish in the house of the Lord.
No,
it says those that are planted in the house of God will flourish in the courts of our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those that are planted in church, those that go to church, somebody say, go to church.
Church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe in going to church.
Amen.
Going to church. Some people told me, well, I got my favorite preacher on TV. Well, guess what? They go to church.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
They go to church, they tithe so you can watch it on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on.
Come on, somebody, come on. 2 + 2 = 4, not 8. They ain't no individual bringing you no preaching by themselves. It's the body of Christ, like us right here, that's going, coming together all over the planet.
Yes.
That's got an anointing from the Lord to preach the gospel all over the world. And you know what? It's going into the prisons. They can't come together. It's going into the nursing homes. They can't come together. It goes into the hospitals. They can't come together. It goes into where they're bedridden at home. That's why God set that and spending billions of dollars, because they can't come here with us.
That's right.
And people want to sit back in their living room. See, that's not a good name.
No.
For you not to be going to church. Oh, somebody, y'all quiet.
Amen.
I love it.
Good stuff.
I'm loving it. I'm enjoying this. I mean, going to church is one of the most important things I do and have ever done since I got born again. Thank God for church. Thank God for time to come to the house of God.
Yes.
And to worship God. A time when we set aside work and troubles and cares and all of that and come into the presence of Almighty God that saved a lot of us from suicide or
yes.
whatever destruction brought us out, man.
Amen.
I'm going to give him 6 or 8 hours a week this way. I give him a lot of hours working for money. I give garage door money a lot of my time. Go to work at 7, get off at 4 or 5. When it comes to the things of God, I'm not going to let anything take predominance over this time. So going to church is still God's will.
Right.
Always will be God. Well, we're in modern times now. Show me where the Bible says modern times will come. Whenever the word of God is not effective anymore. When it don't really any matter what the Bible says anymore. There ain't nowhere in there. He said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He said, I am the Lord your God, and I don't change.
Yes.
He ain't gonna change with the time. He ain't gonna change with the culture. He's still the same God. But the cultures change away from God. But then the glory of God rises on the people of God. And then they see that those people see the glory of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, a good thing, you know, I mean, we should not ever think that, you know, just take cussing. I can't cuss and not get convicted.
That's right.
I used to cuss a little bit after I got saved, you know, it felt good.
Yeah, just one more time for old time's sake. Man, I'd love to cuss.
But every time I would cuss, I would be like, oh, I did that. I'm sorry, Lord. Lord, help me not to cuss, Lord. I used to say the GD word.
Come on.
I was bad about saying that. But when I hear somebody say that, boy, it just cuts me in here.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. That's taking his name in vain.
Yeah.
That's taking the name of the Lord in vain to say that GD word. That's the name of the Lord in vain. If we don't call on him, don't call on him that way. Praise God. Oh, y'all cussers.
Come
not
on.
Y'all. It's not here. But we all have to work on it.
Amen.
You let me go days without praying and fasting and all that, days without reading the Bible, I'm telling you, it's almost spit one out every now and then. I'm like, my cup's getting empty, Lord.
Yes.
I gotta go get filled up, Lord. I gotta go hear some sermons. Mm-hmm. I gotta turn on some praise and worship something.
Yes.
Lord, cause this is about to come out of me.
Come on.
But a good name. See, he wants you to have a good name, Mom. Y'all mothers to your kids and grandkids.
Yes.
He wants Aiden, he said, Papa. He said, Papa, he said, I want to read a book in church. I said, what book? That book. He pointed to the back of that pew over there, and there's two Bibles over there.
Amen.
I said, well, go get you a book. Go get it. I said, that's a Bible.
He sneaks over there. He gets that Bible. He goes over and he's turning through that Bible.
And I said, in Jesus? And he said, in Jesus?
That's right.
I said, in God. He said, in God.
Amen.
I said, in Holy Spirit. And he said, in Holy Spirit. He takes that Bible back, gets another Bible, brings that Bible over there. See, these things seem funny. I'm planting something in this boy at 3 years old. Jesus.
That's right.
God and the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Hallelujah.
He goes and gets that one, brings it over, and I'm reading it again. I said, in Jesus. He said, in Jesus. Same thing over. And I thought, you know what, Lord, this is what a good name does for me.
That's right.
I'm sitting here right beside my grandson in the house of God.
Amen.
Listening to my wife teach Sunday school.
Praise God.
Bless God or month or whoever. Some of y'all coming up, praise God, you don't want to say it right now. I don't know if I can preach or teach or not. It ain't you that's going to do it.
Amen.
And greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. If he's put something in your heart to preach or teach or whatever, you ain't got to rely on you. All you got to do is yield yourself to him.
Yes.
And yield yourself to him and say, God, here I am. Use me, God. Here I am, Lord. Take my life and do something with it. Whatever you want to do, Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
Somebody told me one time, I'm scared to get up there. I said, I thought you believed the Bible.
Well, I do, but
no, don't give me that but. Mm-hmm. I said, your Bible tells you that God ain't give you a spirit of fear. I said, now why are you taking it?
Well, I mean,
keep all of that out of it. Let's get down here to where the rubber meets the road.
Yep.
Scared is not a part of a Christian's life, should not be. Not of a tornado, not of preaching, not of witnessing. None of that. Timidity. Fear means to be timid, to be cowardless, to be a coward, to draw back. Hallelujah. That's what timid means. And you know what, praise God, I was thinking about it. I thought, you know, as a church, as a ministry, you in ministry, you want a good name for yourself. As a Christian, when you're witnessing about Jesus, you want it to be a sincere, heartfelt thing when you're doing that, for no other reason other than you want them to know Jesus. Right. You want their lives to be transformed and changed like He's transformed and changed yours.
Right.
And when you do that, people will look at you and say, yes, Johnny is a real Christian, man. I mean, you know, if he talks about Jesus, you can just feel it.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Amen.
See, that's a good name. That's not a religious thing. That's something that is a conviction in your heart that Jesus helped you and delivered you. And, you know,
yes.
He can work out their mess
that's
and
right.
their life, praise God. Hallelujah. And I thought about it, you know, as a church, as a ministry. We want a good name.
Amen.
Preacher comes to me around here. The law pulled up. I'll tell you a couple of little things. They pulled up out here in the traffic before the Lord gave Tracy direction. We couldn't figure out what to do with all this traffic. These people getting here at 2 o'clock in the morning and going to sleep in their cars, and they're all the way around this church, and they're getting out into the main road down yonder. And so the law's getting involved. And so Tracy, anyhow, the Lord had showed Tracy what to do. Told her the two lines that we have. I don't know why he didn't tell me. Maybe I wasn't listening.
That's right.
But he told her what to do.
Amen.
He does that a lot. He does it a lot with that ministry and other ministries. You know, I don't like it because he wants to tell me what to do. I don't really feel like God. It feels like her. That's the problem. I have to learn to submit, right?
Right.
Listen, Lord.
Well, anyways, get out there, and I looked over there. Here's the cops. Cops pulled over there, and I thought, man, it's time to start, you know. And I believe it's starting on time. If I tell you we're going to start service at 7, we don't need to be 7:15 because I'm waiting on all the church folks to get here.
Right.
We're starting at 7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A good name. It's all about a good name. Doing what you say. All right? Well, I looked over at Richard. I said, go take care of them. I said, I got to start service. And so I said, I ain't got time for that. I said, I got to start service. Go take care of them. See what they need. I turned around and I thought, and I told him, I said, if you go to jail, I'll get you out. I put it on him, baby. I just put it on. Well, all of them just curious what's going on, you know. But I didn't know that. I'm not going to jail. I'm going to pray and cast out devils and all this stuff.
Yes.
I go to jail later and get done. But not right now. Richard can go in my place. Well, come visit you, baby. I've been to the prisons and preached. You know, I know how to get you saved in there. I know how to get you right with Jesus in there, and you'll stay right.
Hey, come on.
He's around here. I could hear some screaming hollering. I mean, those all these folk that come around in this line, they ain't. They're not saved.
Yeah, not
they are not saved.
Yeah.
They will actually steal food if you'll let them. I mean, they'll take it. They want to get it for everybody, but they won't give it to nobody. They'll take it home and keep it. So-and-so's bedridden over there, brother. Can you give me some food for them? Nope. You just want a double box, I know. Y'all bunch of thieves. That's why we're here. Hallelujah. Down there. They into it. Car sitting over there. They know each other. They've been into it before they got here. I don't know what I was going on. So they're side by side over there. One of them said something to the other one. And then before you know it, they're out of the car, and they're about to have a knockdown drag out right in the holy food line. I could hear them, and I'm like, oh, man, what's Richard? I walked around Richard. He comes around through there. You're going to have to come run him off. He's mad. You get Richard mad, something done up, man. That little teddy bear just don't get mad, I don't think, you know. You can get him all upset, you know. He probably does, I just don't see it.
Right.
But then, yeah, you know, he's like, go run him off. I said, nah, man, we can't go run him off now. I said, here, I'll go take care of him. So I go around there and I said, what's wrong with y'all? I said, here we are trying to feed y'all. y'all cussing each other out.
Right.
I said, you're on the holy ground here. I said, now y'all tell each other you're sorry, get in your cars and behave yourselves. It don't sound very anointed, does it? It is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sure it is.
Yep.
Them little babies, I told them later, the next time they come, I said, if I'd had some pacifiers, I'd give y'all each one more. Man, y'all need to come to church in the morning so y'all love one another. I'm on church, we'll show you how to love one. I said, these people love, some of these people would have killed you before they got over here and got saved now. Just giving you food, man, they were dangerous. I mean, Shannon would have stole your car.
Come on.
He would have. Gee, man, I just stole all your radios out of them. I like radios, and I didn't want to pay for nothing. And I like the good clone. I'd break in cars where they park and ride, break in cars. You know, just see what kind of clone I could get.
That's right.
Now, I'm not bragging on all that. Now, I'm a new man.
Yes.
You know?
Come on.
But see, God brings us from that place to a good name.
Amen.
To where we're peacemakers. How many of the Bible says blessed is the peacemaker?
Yes.
Blessed is the peacemaker.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. See, a good name is rather than me. And you know what? You can't stay on the phone gossiping, backbiting, talking about people and have a good name.
That's right. Preach it.
If people's got opinion about somebody in this church, they won't call me.
That's right.
They won't call me that. Wonder why. I don't put up with that garbage.
That's right.
The less I know about you, the better off I am.
Come on.
I don't want to know all your business.
Yes, no.
I just don't want to know it. Because when I preach and I nail some things in your life, then you think I know about it, then you go, ah, he's preaching to me. So if I don't know, and you know I don't know, and then I come preach it, you know it's God.
That's right.
You know it's God. And then you don't say, oh, he knows all of it. No, I don't know nothing about you. Even God tried to tell me, I'm like, well, you take care of it, God. I don't know no other problems. I got enough problems.
Come on.
Lord, just deal with their problem. I'm going to pray for it and cast it over on you right quick, Lord. See, people, if they feel comfortable calling you so they can backbite on somebody in another church or something, you're going to have to come on and change that to a good name.
That's right.
To where they don't feel comfortable calling you because you're further up in character than that.
Right.
Somebody tries to bring something up to me and I'll say, well, what problems you got?
Mm-hmm.
They got that problem, what's yours? And they're like, well, we're talking about them. No, we're not going to talk about you too.
Yeah.
Let's just, I'll tell you a couple of mine. So don't act like you ain't got none. Like theirs is worse than yours. You're justifying yours.
Right.
Now we're quiet.
But this is where the anointing comes in our life. This is where it works out there. This is where you tell that devil, hot dog, little dog, dare you to attack my family or my church. And he says, we better not do it. We just better not do it. Well, he's my house all the time. Why don't you kick him out?
Right.
Why don't you kick him out? He ain't welcome. He can't come where he's not welcome.
That's right.
The Bible says if me and you resist him, he has to go, right?
Right.
Well, if he don't go, guess who ain't resisting?
That's
me
right.
Or you. You know, well, I think I just got that tired spirit. Get you a treadmill. A treadmill will give you energy. Don't you, huh? Usually gives you energy, don't it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I was on a treadmill one time. And I mean, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't remember how I was trying to make it to a certain minute. You know, and I thought, and I mean everything in me, I thought if I fall down, this thing's going to throw me into the wall. You know, because you're not making it go, it may be going, and you got it at a pretty good pace. And, you know, your legs felt, I mean, my legs felt like they were fixing just to buckle. And I thought, I'm going to hang on to these handlebars if they buckle, baby. Because if you hit it, it'll go, poof, you know, seeing you fly. And I thought, okay, you got to just mentally overcome this.
Yes.
You got to mentally overcome this. You can go further, bless God. And so I got my mind off of my knees and off of my legs and off of everything and hurting in my chest and all of that. I got it off all that. And I said, I'm going further than I've ever been before. And Jesus, and you know, before you know it, I was just about 30 more seconds and energy. It's like energy started hitting me.
Yes.
And I mean, it was like energy just started hitting me. And I thought, this stuff really does work. You know, I pushed my body past what I felt like I could do, praise God. Well, how many knows we got to push ourselves past what we feel like we can do in the natural spiritually?
That's right.
Give me that Psalms 119. Teresa was talking about, it's 105. That's right here. Teresa was talking about, now listen, I really truly believe what I've been saying. True faith. There's not no true faith without a foundation of God's word. Faith begins where the will of God is known. What I mean by that is, you know, just take my marriage. Now, I wanted my marriage, you know, back under. And so I'm reading in there, and I read where God hates divorce. And I thought, man, God hates divorce. I hate divorce, too. I hate divorce, you know. That gave me the mind of God, just knowing that God hates divorce. That gave me the will of God for my marriage. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
Now faith started because I had a basis on God's word.
Right.
I had the will of God. Faith begins with in finances. You can't convince me that God don't want me wealthy. You can't convince me that God don't want you wealthy. You. I got the basis in God's word. The Bible says Jesus, though he was rich, that he became poor.
Yep.
That we might be made rich.
That's right.
Some people told me, well, that's talking about spiritually. I was rich spiritually when I got saved.
Amen.
Come on.
God came on the inside. So don't give me that. And I got scripture where it says, yield, and it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall he cause men to give to my wallet, bosom, wallet, billfold, purse. That's what it says. If you look up the word bosom, I found the will of God in that.
Right.
So then I started saying, bless God, I'll never be broke again another day in my life. I've got a good name and I'll never be broke again. The blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It don't say the blessing can't work if you're on a fixed income.
Come on.
Right.
Or if you're on disability. Or you're on Social Security. So you got to get all of that out. He says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Well, I'm pretty happy with what I've got. Well, give the rest of it to us.
Amen.
We'll pay our house off with it. Believe for more than what you need. Bring it to the church. Quit being greedy.
Yep. Come on.
That's kind of greedy. Just want you and your family took care of. Now, I'm shooting some old cows now. Boo-rah.
Come on, Lord.
Come on, somebody. Yep. God just don't want your light bill met and you can't buy somebody some groceries or take me out and get a steak.
Yep.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
Yep.
Right? Yep. It's scriptural. Well, I'd like to go for somebody to buy my steak. I'll buy you one. I'll just buy all of you one. We'll just buy Lucky's and cook steaks all day. We can do it. Right? We ain't broke.
Right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
See, it's the will of God. That's a good name. You know, I don't know, several years ago now, it took me 2 years to obey God in calling off Sunday night service. It got to where I couldn't hear sermons, you know. And I mean, it took me 2 years because I don't like looking back. I don't like backing up. I don't like backing up in my marriage or ministry or nothing else. I'm not looking for a reason not to go to church. Some people are. They'll take any toenail hurt. You know, I'm not downing people, you know. But we see the glory. Now, it's winter time, I'm always like, oh, Jesus, I hope it don't snow not one day this winter. It always seems to snow on Sunday. Why can't it snow on Monday? I just stay at home. Snow through the week. Don't snow on Sunday. And I'll be thinking, oh, yes, Jesus, a white Christmas on Sunday. Yes, Jesus. Let it snow, let it snow. Well, it snowed. Snowed that morning. And I'm thinking, man, I better not go to church, you know, cause people to go to church, slide all over the road, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's your own understanding. Right. I mean, the Bible says in Proverbs, don't do that. Right. Proverbs 3. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, what? Acknowledge. And then he'll direct you.
That's right.
Now I told Teresa, I said, what do you think? I was wanting her to say, we better not go.
Yeah.
But this is one morning, she just didn't answer that way. I really wanted her to tell me, better just not go. I said, what do you think? She said, how about did he say?
Amen.
And I'm like, oh man, I got to ask God about this. The roads are white. I mean, the snow on the roads, man. So I go in there and I say, Lord, what are you saying, Lord? I didn't hear nothing. Lord, what do you think, Lord? Them people might slide off the road. If I go, they'll go. He didn't say nothing. You know what? If God's not saying nothing, it means go. It means go. Lord, should I go to church? I got this bad, bad feeling about church. Lord, go to church. That bad feeling is the devil. He's lying.
That's right.
You on your journey towards the Lord, you think he can't move mountains? I mean, roll back Red Seas? I mean, dry up the rivers, the Jordan River? I mean, listen, man, you on the journey with God, he can roll back Red Seas. Still can do.
Yes, Father.
So anyway, praise God, I said, well, bless God, we're going, hallelujah. We go on to church, praise God, snow on the roads and everything, hallelujah. Well, you know what? Just so happened they canceled all the churches. And these people called up each other. We know where we can go. And they're like, where? And they're like, down there to that Faith Way Christians. They never call off a service down there. Hail storms, lightning storms, they never call off. I'm talking about a good name.
Amen.
Good reputation. Those folk come on into a good anointed service, bless
God. Amen.
They walked in, I said, how did y'all know we have insurance? We didn't put it on Facebook or nothing. Oh, we just know you don't never call off no church services. If we ever want to go to church when they ain't none, we know where to go.
Amen.
You know, that made me feel good.
Yes.
I thought, glory to God. What if I'd have said, you know, we can't go to church and all that. The Lord reminded me of that today. He said, that's what a good name, a good reputation, that you know and you hear and you follow and people get set free.
Amen.
See, he wants you to have a good name where you work, people you work with. He wants you to have a good name. Now look, there was 30 employees where I was clocking in and out. And they didn't, none of them mess with me before I got saved. None of them. But God, they knew better. I burned the whole place down. They knew I was stupid. Just stupid. What did I that mean? I was just stupid. You know, thinking like the devil. He's stupid. They didn't, none of them mess with me. You know? And I mean, I got mad at my boss one time. I was in Birmingham. This is how stupid I was. I was in Birmingham and got mad at him. And I got out of the truck and hitchhiked back to Blount County and left the truck down there and told him, shut it. That was stupid, Mac. I should have just drove it back to Blount County. I was that stupid. I mean, hitchhiked back to Blount County and left his truck down there in Jefferson County. I mean, it took me all day to get back here. And I couldn't wait. They wasn't cell phones then. Then I couldn't wait to get a phone and go tell him about it. That was stupid, but yeah, that was dumb. But you know what? After I got saved, I was reading in that Bible. Somebody say reading the Bible.
Read the Bible.
That's a good thing to do as a Christian.
Amen.
Read that Bible. I was reading in there on break. And I was reading in there, had me a little New Testament in my pocket. And it says, do your work as unto the Lord, not as men pleasers.
Yes.
You know? And I thought, oh, Jesus. Man, I can't break them doors no more. I hated toting interior doors. They'd send me with truckloads of interior doors, and I'd just pile them off. Idiots want me to tote them upstairs, I'm not doing it. And I'd break the trim and stuff on them. And I'd like, say something to me. I said, hey, one of them told me, he said, we're going to tell our boss you did that. I said, why don't you just tell him right now? I said, tell your boss all you want to. Your boss don't own me. I said, I'm working by the hour. I said, my boss don't even own me. I said, I'll dump all these out in the yard and then you can tote them in there. Right. Oh, no, go ahead. We ain't going to tell her nothing. I said, well, that's fine. Just leave me alone, man. I don't even want to be here, man. I was jealous and everything. I wanted to get back to Blount County because of what Teresa was doing. Well, I'm reading this, I'm reading that, and I thought, oh, Jesus, I can't break them doors up no more.
Right.
Lord, I got to take care of them doors. You know, I didn't realize what God was doing. All I realized then is, man, God won't let me do nothing no more. Can't cut somebody out, can't punch them in the nose, you know, can't cuss them. Young Christians usually obey a lot better than older Christians.
Right.
Them young ones just fall in love with Jesus. He did. They just see miracles happen. That's right. That's the way I was. That's the way I feel like.
Amen.
I have to work on it a little harder now. My old body gets lazy. Right. Lazy. Well, you know, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, I got to hurry. And I mean, I'm like, I'm hurrying to the job. And I'm like, where y'all want these doors, man? What do y'all, y'all want them upstairs? And then, you know, lo and behold, nobody ever wanted them upstairs after that. No, I just put them in his basement. I'm like, are y'all serious? Y'all always wanted me to put them up and scatter them in the doors, in the room. I'm like, okay. So it made it easy on me. God did.
Yes,
so
it does.
Put all of them in there, and yes. I'm not breaking up no trim and all of that. You know, and I didn't realize that God was causing me to have
yes.
a good day.
Hallelujah.
Before I quit there, listen, I was making $200 or so a week, started coming to the go to the house of the Lord, sowing seeds. When I quit there, same job, less hours, I was making $460 a week.
Yes, God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
It wasn't because I had giant faith. It was because I started realizing that God's my provider.
Yeah.
That my boss ain't my provider. And you know what? My boss came to me one time and he said, Scotty? And I said, yeah, Dad. I just felt wrong. He said, what's happened to you? And I said, what you talking about? I didn't do nothing, man. He said, that's what I'm talking about. Well, the state trooper called him. Because I'm wide open. I went to Jack and I said, man, can you go over to this truck up a little, man? We're going to run a little faster. Man, I'm behind on everything. Oh, we better not. It's hard to run 70. That's all it runs, 70 miles an hour. 75, man. State trooper pulls me over. I thought, oh, Jesus, no weapons formed against me. I'll prosper, Lord. You know, sitting there. He comes up there. State trooper don't cut you no slack in trucks, usually. They'll get you.
Hey, boy.
I said, yes, sir. What's your hurry, boy? They said, if Jack knew you, he knew Jack. Oh, man, he knows Jack. Got friends in.
What's your hurry, boy?
I said, well, look, man, we're behind down there. I'm just trying to get down here, man. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm trying to get these doors. I got to go back and get another load.
He said, I'm going to call your boss, boy. I'm going to call him, can it? You have your dog in his truck.
And I said, well, sir, that's okay. I said, that's all right. If you want to give me a ticket, that's fine. Bless God, just give me a ticket.
Oh,
let me go. Go back and Jack. I said, what you talking about, Jack? I ain't done nothing, man. I didn't do it. Whatever they're saying I done, I didn't do it. I said, you're just different. He said, you're just you just something. I said, look, Jack, I got saved. You're a deacon, ain't you?
Amen.
Well, you be a deacon church don't mean you saved, right? He's a deacon. Bunch of them deacons. Bunch of them going to this church and that church, and they was giving me a hard time. I mean, they told me, calling me holy roller, calling me Bible thumper, calling me this weirdo. You know, they was all big wigs up in their churches, deacons and all that. I I didn't realize all that at that time. But you know what? I started the street ministry out there. See, this is some of y'all guys. God's taking you from nowhere, round zero, to the top, hallelujah. And he's going to use you, and he's going to confound the wise.
Come on.
I wouldn't have chose me.
I would have thought I'd have messed everything up, Johnny. I wouldn't have chose Teresa. When the Lord told her to do Sunday school here, I said, God, no, I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Well, I mean, she's in good shape now. She was rougher than a cob. I thought, man, ain't nobody going to come to church over there. She gets a prayer call. Good God. Travis, he said, let me preach. I said, now, ain't nobody come to church. You run them all off. You got to have an anointing for the office God's put you in, right?
That's right.
But you know what? I'm out there on the streets wrapping things up. One of them big wig deacons. He's over yonder in the parking lot. He can't come over and identify with us. He's a Christian, close to me. He can't identify, but he can't help himself. He sits over there weeping in the parking lot of that bank the whole time I'm on that street preaching that night. I didn't know it. But you know, the company had sold out, unbeknownst to him, until it happened. And he was maybe used to making $60,000-$80,000 a year, and he's been sold out. My boss didn't tell him nothing about it. But at the same time, God put me in my own business at the same time everybody else is going under. But you know what? He comes, drives up over there with a check, and he hands me a check. He said, I want to give an offering. He's weeping. I started to say, why don't you come over here with all of us lowlifes? Come on, man, you can't identify with Christians.
Yeah.
I didn't, though. And so I told him, I said, well, praise God. He said, your life is totally different than it was. See, he was one of the ones that was over there and seeing my life, you know,
right,
and all of that. And every one of them that I worked with, you know, because the transformation. See, I wasn't even trying to change. I mean, I'm just serving Jesus, and he saved me. And me and Teresa's still fighting and all that. I'm tearing the porches down, and I'm going to jails and preaching and still tearing my porches off. It didn't mean it wasn't real. I just hadn't transformed a whole lot.
Right.
You might be there. You might feel like, you know, your life ain't going nowhere. You just feel, no, stay in there and hang in there with Jesus. You know, the transformation is taking place in your life. Just fight the good fight of faith and do whatever you can do whatever you need to do the will of God that you know to be the will of God for your life. You do that and God will anoint you. But you know what? Every one of those that got in trouble, their parents' cancer and everything, they called me for years later. Well, Brother Scotty, could you pray for my daddy and them? Those that taunted me, those that called me Bible thumper, those that thought I was just some faith freak. They saw the glory of God in this young man's life.
Amen.
And you know what the Lord told me? He said, I sent you that. He said, I had you there and I used you as an example to them that they could have that kind of life change.
Amen.
My boss, come to me and I'm going to close with this. That can't be too long. Oh, well, I mean, we're Sunday's gods.
Good.
That's right. That's
we're just going to go home and take a nap and come back to practice after a while. But he came to me and I told him, I said, Jack, I said, all that happened, I got saved, man. I said, once I got saved, I said, I didn't want to do you wrong, steal from you or nothing no more.
That's right.
It caused me to want to prosper you. It caused me to want to hurry up and get the jobs done. It caused me to want to be the best that I could be for you. I said, because I realized that God was blessing me and you needed me. Boy, you sure did. You turned everything around.
Amen.
He said, you started making me more money than you've ever made me in 10 years. It's the time I was paying you. Well, you know what? That was a good thing to me.
Amen.
I thought I'm getting bragged on instead of fired. I mean, he even come to me. He said, look, Sugar, he said, they, Cahaba Valley, I've sold out to them. He said, they want you. He said, they want you to stay. They want you to run, do the same thing you're doing. Cahaba Valley. He said, I'm going to Tennessee. He said, I'm setting up the mill works up there. He said, you can go with me. He said, I'll take you with me. He said, you can go with me They want to keep you, but at that time I told God, God, you want me to be in my own business, and I never quit another job. I made up my mind, I'd never quit another job. I was a quitter before I got saved.
Yeah.
And I'm not quitting nothing else. That's why I made my mind up. And you know what? I looked at him and I thought, this is the day. Preston walks up, my younger brother, the same day. He didn't know nothing about it. I found out about it that day. He pulls up in that parking lot, walks over to me, says, what's going on? I said, Jack just sold out. And I said, Calvin Valley wants me to stay and everything. And he said, why don't we go in business together? I said, I don't even have to quit my job. So I looked at my boss and I said, I sure do appreciate it. I said, but I'm going in business for myself back in 1994. And I've been in business ever since.
Amen.
See, and all I'm saying is that even in the will of God, I've had challenges to get a job. Things get rough. Ain't no money coming in. I went weeks with no pay. I mean, honestly, well, I went weeks with no pay. I've actually worked people and didn't have the money to pay them because people hadn't paid and went and borrowed the money and paid the hands, and they never knew it. And I did without.
That's right.
See, even in the will of God, you've got to keep a good name.
Amen.
And you know what people talk about me today working for me that's ever worked for me? They'll talk about how bad that one was and that one was, but they'll say, but if you go work for Scotty, now your money will be there.
Yes.
I guarantee you, I've never had to go chase my money. Yes, he worked one day last week, number one. Worked one day last week, come up with this lame excuse why he couldn't work again. You know. And he said, well, you can just keep that money. And I thought, or two, you can just keep that money, you know, for that day that I worked like that. And I was telling the driver, Tracy, she said, are you going to do it? And I said, no, we were. And so I just cut him a check Friday, took it down to Ernie's house, delivered his money, put it in the barbecue grill. Text him later. I said, your money's in the barbecue grill. When you get ready to work regular, I made sure I said regular. Oh.
I need to work regular, not just one day.
But you know what, praise God? All I'm saying in that is God wants you to have a good name. He wants you to have a good name as a daddy. And I've asked Travis before, you tell me, son, and don't tell me no different. You know, how do you see me? Am I a good dad? You know? Am I somebody that you want to be like? I hope he does. He told me that. And that's every one of you. I want to be like you. Let's go ahead. Father, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, that victory is the road of resistance.